Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, time's yours on this Thursday afternoon. By the way, Andy, we just heard from Andy right there. I'll be rooting for him big time this weekend. I'm sure something we'll talk about tomorrow. Andy versus Bill. Saints and Rams. Good game. They are good games. I know it stings when the Eagles lose, but they are good games. All right, let's hit it. What time's yours?
Alshon, we love you, buddy. We don't have a Lombardi trophy without you last year. Get those ribs right. You'll get a standing ovation and open practice next summer. Hang in there, buddy.
End of message.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Alshon, see the love Alshon got from the second grader? That was a great letter. Second grader in the area wrote a letter to Alshon, basically just, you know, saying we still love you. That was really nice.
For all of the people who keep on calling in saying that Nick Foles is staying and they want Nick Foles to stay, well, let me give you a little reminder. The other day, Doug Peterson said it out his mouth with Howie Roseman sitting right next to him. Carson Wentz is the Eagles quarterback moving forward. Move on. Time's yours.
Well, yeah, but there's still a chance he stays. I mean, it doesn't mean just because Carson's the starter that Nick has to go. He probably will be gone, but it doesn't mean he has to go.
This is John Ritchie's MRI machine. You think it was uncomfortable for you, pal? Imagine having a John Ritchie colonoscopy. Very uncomfortable for me, too, brother. Quit your bitching.
End of message.
Oh, that's great. John yesterday expressing fear in the MRI machine. That was funny.
John, how are you going to stick your head in the middle of an NFL line of scrimmage repeatedly, I might add, and without fear, and then you're going to get a little afraid of a little machine? Come on, man. And also, don't make Joe think on his feet. He's not equipped to do it, brother. Come on now. Time's yours, MRI machine.
That's pretty good.
It's so different.
That may be our first being one this year that's a season-ending potential call. Just mark that one, Seltzer.
Being stuck in a tube, unable to move for you don't know how long. You understand,
no,
right?
It was about half an hour for me the other day.
Yeah, but you're not pressed against the side so tightly that you can't even expand your rib cage when you breathe, right?
Well, I mean, I don't have...
Stuck. I mean, slammed in there with a silk sheet to slide me in.
This is the silk sheet that was crammed into the MRI machine with John Ritchie. Normally, I am used to provide comfort and a little warmth for patients. But shame on you, John Ritchie. I was used like a shoehorn. I was the laughing stock of the linen closet for months. For shame, John Ritchie. For shame.
End of message.
Pretty good. I wish it wasn't the way it was, silk sheet.
Joe, you want Carson Wentz to put on his big boy pants? Do you think Tom Brady should have put on his big boy pants when he had Jimmy Garoppolo run out of town? You're an idiot. Time's yours.
Well, what's the connection? I don't get it. What's he talking
about Wentz putting on his big boy pants with Nick Foles being here, and he's got a tough.
Yeah, but what's the connection to Brady and Garoppolo?
Well, they're saying that Brady did not put on his big boy pants and said, "Jimmy, you got to go."
Yeah, but I forget exactly what I was saying in the moment. I mean, Carson's got to play better. Tom Brady's played great for close to 20 years now.
Joe, you said that Robert Downey Jr. played a terrible Iron Man. Jimmy, John, correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't he the only guy to play Iron Man? You can't say somebody was a terrible this if there's nothing to compare him to. Can you? I'm George.
Well, no, that's not how I phrased it. I just simply said I thought he was a preposterous choice to be some, like, superhero guy now. I mean, I don't understand.
You've never seen him in this role.
No. I mean, listen, not my
it's
style.
So ridiculous.
Not my style to hold back on opinions. On
which is
I
amazing,
seen.
By the way, to have not seen Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man in today's world where he's been Iron Man for, what, 15 years?
That's incredible. So you want me to put Iron Man on the list? I don't think you guys even had Iron Man on the list last year.
It's a really good movie.
Because
like
there
the
were
first
so
Iron
many
Man.
Movies so, that we couldn't
So is it literally called Iron Man?
Yes.
All right, Iron Man's on a new list.
Is it literally called Iron Man?
Iron Man, new list.
Joe, I understand your job is to talk about the Eagles, and you do an okay job with that, but please,
please keep your brain off the gentlemanship. Please. P-L-E-A-S-E. Time's yours.
Well, that's pretty funny, actually. Now, I listen, I mean, the 76ers already turned down my request for me to be the general manager. And by the way, I think we know, you know.
They turned you down?
Well, they didn't.
You cannot say that.
They didn't call me.
Right.
Yeah, they didn't call
me. They didn't acknowledge.
They did not acknowledge. That's another way
of putting it. You can't say they turned you down. Turning you down would be acknowledging that you were even considered.
I suppose you have a point with the way you phrased that there, yeah.
Bing bong. Hello, how you doing? Welcome to Jefferson MRI. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. My name is Ronald Richie. I'm here to check in. I got an MRI scheduled today.
Oh, okay. Let me check the computer here. Yes, okay, Mr. Ronald Richie, we got you. Come on back to the room. Come on, okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. By the way, do you guys have any olive oil? Maybe some butter you could spray on me? I'm kind of a big guy, and I'm going to need some lubrication so I can get into the tube there.
That's a really weird request. We do have a silk sheet for you. Maybe you could wrap yourself in that, you know, kind of like a burrito, and then we could just shove you in there, and you'll be good.
Yeah, I guess we could use it. I can't breathe that great, but let's give it a try. Time's yours.
Wow.
A strong
a
work
Ron
right there.
Richie MRI combination call.
Is that really
Ron
what
Richie.
I sound like?
End of message.
No, now people make you a little bit more like Eeyore than you should.
Well, you're not. You don't sound as oafy as that. But
when they take you to extremes,
because they say you sound differently inside your own head. You know, because
I will say this, and I think James will agree. James, some of you agree with this. The pace of John speaking has picked up from when we first did the show.
I tried to pick it up
in 2016.
A good job.
He talked a little bit slow in the beginning.
I think that's fair.
A little bit.
Joe, come on. I was going to call because John was afraid of the MRI, but a lot of people are claustrophobic, so I'll give him a pass on that. Double pants today, and it's like 41 degrees out right now. I'm a garbage man, considerably tougher than you. That goes without saying. I don't wear double pants unless it's minus wind chill, number one. Number two, I wear a hoodie to work, and it's off by 7 a.m. Come on, Joe. Come on, Joe. Double pants? Oh, camera, I don't know about you. Go, Birds.
Double pants again
today.
Double
pants.
This is disgusting.
Double pants again.
Double pants is strong.
And probably three or four. I don't know.
Hey,
three up top.
Did you untuck your sweats from the socks?
They're untucked, but not intentionally. That's an unintentional untuck.
Hey, guys. I haven't really had time to call the show lately, so I just want to say what you guys think of that blowout the other night. We tore them apart, huh? We also had like 40 assists as a team. You know, JoJo obviously plans on doing big things every time he steps on the court. You know what I'm saying, guys? Anyways, time's yours. I'll talk to you. Bye, guys.
All right, JoJo. Good hearing from you. By the way, we could use, we love JoJo when he calls. George W. was a great caller when he would call. And maybe the Brett Brown guy. Where's that guy?
Yeah, the Brett Brown guy was great.
The Brett Brown guy was fantastic.
What do you mean the Brett Brown guy?
The guy who imitated Brett Brown. You're right. Brett Brown needs to call back in time series.
Yeah, so, that's wonderful calls. Get them in.
Hey, Joe. Don't feel bad. I hurt my pubis plate, too. My injury was cause I swung a baseball bat so hard that it came back around and clocked me in the back of the head, knocking me out for a few moments. Hashtag pubis plate pals.
All right, how about that?
Pubis plate pals
is great.
Computer guy making a funny. How about that, funny man, computer guy? With that, we shut it down.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.